what have you done to prepare yourself to serve on the assembly? And it asks specifically, have you reviewed the city charter, the comprehensive plan, and assembly minutes to become knowledgeable on the issues brought to assembly meetings?
Well, I've served 4 years on the assembly, and that's a tough question. You know, I prepare for every meeting. I talk with people. I open my door and my phone for people to call me. I read my packets. I do whatever it is necessary to get myself educated to a point where I feel comfortable voting on an issue that I know will affect not only myself but my neighbors and other community members. I am familiar with the charter. I am familiar with the position of assembly. Pass on.
Well, I've lived here my whole life. I've followed the news with great interest. I'm fascinated by our community. I love Sitka. The history is a particular interest of mine, and as part of researching the history, you look into the stories that are behind different events as they unfold. Part of my interest in our town actually makes reading the assembly material occasionally kind of an enjoyable thing, if I have enough time to do it. And I'm committed to doing my very best, which means I need to talk to people and make sure that I'm not the only one thinking through these issues, because we have so many people here, so many people in this room who I'm sure have excellent ideas on how to grow our economy. And I'm a school teacher, I'm not a businessman, so I will be talking to, hopefully, all of you and listening to all of you. Thanks.
To prepare myself to serve on the assembly, I have been talking with some of the citizens in town and what their concerns are, mostly business owners downtown. I know that they've been having issues making ends meet with the slow tourist seasons. As far as reading the city charter, comprehensive plan, and minutes, I have been doing that. When I get the assembly minutes, I'm reading them when I have downtime at work, when I'm sitting there filling the propane truck or whatever. I have also been reading them at night when the kids allow me to. When I can't go to the meetings, I have been listening to them on Raven Radio, so I have been keeping up to date on what's going on.
As far as preparing for the assembly, I've been doing what I can, picking up the minutes. I have not read the charter, but I'm looking forward to, diving into stuff like that. Definitely, there's a bunch of ordinances that I'd love to read also. All I can do is go over what we're given and talk to other people. I've been talking to business owners also, community members. I'm involved with the Sitka Softball Association, so I see about 300 different people almost throughout the week. And I just want to be able to do whatever I can to listen to people and be there for them and their concerns. Thanks.
I'll go ahead and take over. I guess I've been preparing for this in a few ways. I've been attending many of the assembly meetings here recently. Also want to thank Raven Radio. It's great to be able to have this broadcast around the community, because I think a lot of people listen to the radio and are a lot more involved because of it, so that's helped me out. It's interesting to look at the charter and the comprehensive plan. The comprehensive plan, you look at the issues that they had in that 2007 plan, and boy, do they look exactly like the issues we're facing today. So doing that, talking to businesses especially, because I did speak to a lot of individuals last time, but I realized that where I was lacking was speaking to the different businesses. And that's been really helpful, because it's interesting what a diversity is out there. I had a lot of people tell me, you're just going to hear this. And it's been interesting to see the variety of concerns and the variety of solutions that have been suggested. So I'm hopeful that we'll find a way to put those to work together.